Iran operation projected to last 4 to 5 weeks. President Donald Trump said on March 2nd that the U.S. military operation in Iran is expected to last 4 to 5 weeks and is progressing ahead of schedule. During a White House event to present the Medal of Honor to former U.S. Army veterans, Trump said the mission is focused on dismantling Iran's missile capabilities, crippling its naval forces, preventing the country from acquiring a nuclear weapon, and stopping the regime from funding and directing proxy forces beyond its borders. According to Trump, U.S. strikes have already destroyed 10 Iranian vessels and significantly degraded the country's missile infrastructure, including its ability to manufacture new systems. "This was our last, best chance to strike what we're doing right now and eliminate the intolerable threats posed by this sick and sinister regime," Trump said. He added that the operation will continue for as long as necessary. "Whatever the time is, it's okay. Whatever it takes," he said, dismissing suggestions that he is seeking a quick resolution. In an interview with The Atlantic on Sunday, Trump said he is ready to talk with the new Iranian leadership. "They want to talk, and I have agreed to talk, so I will be talking to them," he said. "They should have done it sooner. They should have given what was very practical and easy to do sooner. They waited too long." Trump has also declined to rule out deploying U.S. ground troops inside Iran. "I don't have the yips with respect to boots on the ground," he told the New York Post. "I don't say there will be no boots on the ground. I say we probably don't need them, unless they're necessary." The United States launched the operation on Saturday in coordination with Israel, targeting senior Iranian leadership and military infrastructure. Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei and other top officials were killed during the strikes. Iran has since retaliated with missile and drone attacks targeting Israel, Gulf states, and U.S. assets in the region. The Iranian Red Crescent Society reported that at least 555 people have been killed in Iran since the start of the U.S. Israeli campaign. In Israel, Iranian missile strikes have killed 11 people. The Iran-backed terrorist group Hezbollah also launched attacks against Israel, prompting Israeli strikes in Lebanon that have killed more than 24 people. U.S. officials have confirmed that 4 American service members have been killed in the operation. Additional fatalities have been reported elsewhere in the region, including 3 in the United Arab Emirates and 1 each in Kuwait and Bahrain. Speaking at the Pentagon on Monday, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said that the military campaign against Iran is not a repeat of the Iraq War. "This is not Iraq. This is not endless," he said, arguing that the current mission differs fundamentally from the nation-building efforts of the past 2 decades. "This is the opposite," the Associated Press contributed to this report.